Good morning. This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. We're at 21 degrees. Now, after a little bit of technical difficulties, we bring on our ABC News update. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. We're hearing from House Republicans after they huddled with Elon Musk for a little over an hour in Capitol Hill Wednesday. He discussed his efforts to slash the size of the federal workforce and federal spending. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin said he spoke to Musk about veterans' benefits and farming programs and how money can't just stop.
You can't ask a cow to quit milking as you do a review of a program.
Among the latest proposed cuts causing public outcry, plans to cut 80,000 employees from Veterans Affairs and reportedly expected Thursday an executive order calling for the Education Department to shut down. The White House has delayed tariffs on Canada and Mexico by 1 month for some U.S. automakers. For all other industries, tariffs stand. Los Angeles County suing Southern California's largest utility for damages caused by January's Eaton fire. The county's lawsuit claims Southern California's Edison equipment caused that fire. This is ABC News. The measles outbreak in the U.S. is growing. Cases in 9 states, 13 new patients in the last 5 days, 159 cases in Texas alone so far. ABC's Philip Off reports.
The CDC says it has sent a rapid response team to Texas and has treated about 108 patients so far. The treatments, they say, include steroids, antibiotics, even vitamin A and vitamin D. Newly confirmed HHS Secretary RFK Jr. is a known skeptic of vaccines, and while he hasn't urged people to get the MMR vaccination in the midst of this sort of outbreak and crisis there, he has said sent 2,000 doses from the government to Texas.
The Justice Department today announcing charges against 12 Chinese nationals it accuses of a global cybercrime campaign targeting dissidents, news organizations, U.S. agencies, and universities. Criminal cases detail how Beijing hires private companies and contractors to target opponents. Dave Packer, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
A high near 40 degrees today with plenty of sunshine, a touch breezy. Northwest winds at 8 to 16. For tonight, mostly cloudy. A 30% chance of light snow or flurries toward morning, especially south of Richland County. A low of 21. Friday, a high of 38 with a 30% chance of light snow or flurries. A dusting or half inch is possible. Clearing skies later in the day. Saturday, sunny to partly cloudy and seasonal with a high of 43. Right now in Richland Center, we have an east-southeast wind at 3 miles per hour. That followed a mixture of rain and snow yesterday and some minor accumulations after a daytime high yesterday in that 40-degree range. 25 at midnight. Right now, it is 21 degrees. It is time to officially start the broadcast day today, Thursday, March 6th. start the day in a positive way with Floyd Kramer and the band and a medley of some hymns, including The World Is Not My Home, I'll Fly Away, Down in My Heart, Do Lord, and Give Me World a Smile. Some notes from today on today. It looks like it's going to be an all right day. By the way, we started with Cher's national anthem, and we're underway with the old Light in the Milk House show, powered by Brouhaha Roasters. Some delicious coffee. That sounds good. Right about now, putting it in the old WRCO percolator and letting it go. And hopefully it doesn't blow its top, blow the glass thing right off the top of the lid of the percolator. You know, that's happened a time or two, especially when Hank makes coffee. Oof. Anyway, we are good to be here today. We are grateful to be here for the Light in the Milk House show. Some info to get you from the nose. Sports scores, including wins for the Bucks and the Badger men last night. Here are the Oak Ridge Boys.
She played tambourine with a silver jingle, and she must have known the words to at least a million tunes. But the one most requested by the man she knew as Cowboy was a late night benediction at the Y'all Come Back Saloon. In a voice soft and trembling, she'd sing her song to Cowboy as a smoky halo circled round her raven hat. And all the fallen angels, pinball playing rounders, stopped the games that they'd been playing for the loser's evening prayer. Faded love and faded memories, how they lay. Every night in the shadows, thinking back on Amarillo, he'd dream of better days and ask for faded love. Lifting high his glass and honor of the lady and her song, he paid his check and long to walk that broken cowboy home. She played tambourine with a silver jingle, and she must have known the words to at least a million tunes. But the one most requested by the man she knew as Cowboy was a late night benediction at the Y'all Come Back Saloon. She played tambourine with a silver jingle, and she must have known the words to at least a million tunes. But the one most requested by the man she knew as Cowboy was a late night benediction at the Y'all Come Back Saloon. She played tambourine with a silver jingle, and she must have known the words to at least a million tunes. But the one most requested by the man she knew.
Gonna find me a bluebird, let him sing me a song. 'Cause my heart's been broken much too long. Gonna chase me a rainbow through a heaven of blue. 'Cause I'm all through crying. Dreams come true. Then came the time my life was haunted find me a bluebird, let him sing me a song, 'cause my heart's been broken much too long. Gonna chase me a I'm all through crying over you.
That's an old-time classic there. Marvin Rainwater on WRCO, Light in the Milk House Show. Gonna find me a bluebird. A blood drive will be held today from 9:30 until 2:30 at St. Cecilia Parish Center in Wisconsin Dells. Also, a blood drive going on today in Baraboo at Community Advent Christian Church. For any of the blood drives in southwest and south central Wisconsin, you can download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or simply call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That is 1-800-733-2767. And a reminder that Celebrate Recovery RC meets every Thursday night from 6 until 8 at the Nazarene Outreach Center in Richland Center. Food is available starting at 5:30. Celebrate Recovery Richland Center is sponsored by Grace Community Church. Those reminders from our community calendar.
Hi, I'm Luke Prona. I'm here to tell you that St. Mary's School and Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-through fish fry on Friday, March 7th in the St. Mary's School parking lot from 4:30 until 7 o'clock. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of a meal is $12, with the option to add extra fish for $2 per piece. We hope to see you there.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for a night of rock and roll magic. This Saturday from 6 until 8 p.m., Tony Rocker brings the spirit of Elvis Presley to the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Experience the energy, the moves, and the legendary voice of one of the best Elvis tribute artists around. Don't miss this unforgettable night. Mark your calendar, bring your friends, and let's rock the night away. For more details, check out the event page on Facebook. Tony Rocker, live this Saturday at the Phoenix Center.
We're caught in a trap.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust, Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's premier destination for outdoor adventure. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce looks forward to your visit. Enjoy a fun movie experience, the Blaine Theater, with delicious snacks and budget-friendly $5 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater for details. Rooney & Associates is your trusted American family insurance provider in Boscobel. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with Rooney & Associates and American Family Insurance. And looking for eye-catching signs, custom shirts, or banners? Simply Country Signs and Designs has it all, including professional vehicle lettering. Call 485-3776 and let's get started. Today's update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. John Blackwell had 25 points and a career-high 11 rebounds to help 12th-rated Wisconsin beat Minnesota 74-67 last night. John Tanjay added 18 points and 7 boards for the Badgers, who forged a 3-way tie for 3rd place in the Big Ten with a top-4 seed and the accompanying double bye for the conference tournament in sight. Wisconsin, the national free throw shooting leader, went 21 for 24. Minnesota, the Big Ten's worst team at the line, was 8 for 15. Wisconsin wraps up conference play Saturday against Penn State. Minnesota finishes Sunday at Rutgers. Last night, UConn defeated number 20 Marquette. Final score was 72 to 66. In the NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 32 points to bring his career total over 20,000 points. Damian Lillard added 34, and Kevin Porter Jr. had a triple-double as the surging Bucks trounced the shorthanded Dallas Mavericks 137-107. The 30-year-old Giannis has scored 20,010 career points, becoming the 52nd player to reach 20,000. The only players to get there at a younger age were LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Kobe Bryant, Wilt Chamberlain, and Michael Jordan. Elsewhere in the NBA, Boston 128, Portland 118, Minnesota 125, Charlotte 110, Cleveland 112, Miami 107, Washington 125, Utah 122, Denver 116, Sacramento 110, Oklahoma City over Memphis 120-103, and the Clippers beat Detroit 123-115. In the NHL, Ottawa 4-3 over Chicago in overtime. Washington won in overtime over the Rangers 3-2. Vegas 5, Toronto 2. St. Louis won a shootout over Los Angeles 3-2. And Vancouver over Anaheim 3-2. From interleague play in exhibition baseball, the Brewers got the win against the White Sox 3-2, and the other squad of Brewers lost to the other squad of White Sox by a score of 8-2. Houston 6-5 over St. Louis as well yesterday. It was a win for San Francisco over Arizona 11-5. Washington beat Miami 8-7. Baltimore 5-2 over the Twins. Houston beat St. Louis 6-5. Among the games in spring baseball.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
It is 20 degrees, and it looks like it's going to be an on-time morning in southwest Wisconsin after several changes to the schedule yesterday morning and then again yesterday afternoon. The Aerobic Polka is sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness journey with Supps, your one-stop shop for premium nutritional supplements. Discover the best formulas from top brands at unbeatable prices. Say goodbye to fake reviews and pixie dust blends. Experience the Supps difference today. Always fueling local athletes. Call 800-968-0993 Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Well, let's get warmed up today with a little cardio. The Aerobic Polka. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
you go. Kenny Bass and the Polka Poppers and the Jug Jug Polka. Getting the jug out today. 525 on the Milk House Show. Here's Willie.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. And our way is on the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
Thank you very much. Plenty of sunshine today, a high near 40. Still a touch breezy today. And then for tonight, 21. There could be some snow, especially in the southern portions of our listening area this evening. And then looking ahead toward Friday, 38. Again, with a 30% chance of some snow along the way down the line on Saturday, 43. Not bad. Partly cloudy and seasonal. And then a nice day with sunshine Sunday near 50. We keep reading near 60 for Monday, and then upper 50s again on Tuesday, 42 Wednesday. So the extended forecast sounds pretty nice. We move on toward farm news and market time. That is next here today.
When I stop believing,
Charlotte Pride on the Milk House Show. We're at 20 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, and the time is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
The spring crop insurance application deadline for multi-peril crop insurance is March 15th. If you want to discuss options, call Dylan Lewis at Richards Insurance Agency at 608-585-2137. Don't miss out on revenue protection with partially subsidized crop insurance coverage serviced by Richards Insurance. Visit richardsinsure.com.
Not everyone hates the new tariffs. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. While some in agriculture express concern about President Trump's new tariffs, a group representing many beef producers is applauding the move. Bill Bullard with RCAF USA tells Brownfield they've been calling for tariffs against beef importers for years.
The importers are bringing in cheaper product from foreign countries that have a distinct pricing advantage. They're produced under lax production standards. They come from countries oftentimes with a lower currency valuation. They don't have to meet the U.S. environmental standards.
Bullard says the importers are making windfall profits while displacing domestic beef and lamb production, and it's been like that for nearly four decades. When it comes to President Trump's new 25% tariff level, Bullard says it may be too low for South American countries like Brazil that blow past the 26.4% tariff rate quota now.
That isn't enough for South America. Whether it's enough for Canada and Mexico remains to be seen, but it is certainly a good step in the right direction.
Bullard says tariffs are needed to level the playing field and give U.S. producers an opportunity to rebuild and expand herds, rebuild production capacity, and open the door to more local meat processing. The president of the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association says proposed legislation in that state would ban some important herbicides. KJ Johnson tells Brownfield,
this would be an all-out ban on 2,4-D ester. This is some of your older formulations of 2,4-D, but we still use it a lot in burn downs.
He says the Illinois bill would also open the door to future bans. A southern Michigan farmer says the ag industry continues to look for new ways to expand domestic corn usage. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson has more from Commodity Classic in Denver.
Michigan Corn Marketing Program President Matt Hollis says year-round E15 remains the organization's top priority.
We get that, and obviously that's going to take a chunk of demand, and that's the first step behind that is next-gen fuels. All of those will give us more demand.
He tells Brownfield there are domestic opportunities for corn growers, but there needs to be clear policy in place.
We looked at 45Z, and we were hoping to see better clarification on that. We still see a pretty stiff penalty for the indirect land use change. It's better than what it was, but it's still not where it should be.
From Denver, Colorado, I'm Aaron Anderson for Brownfield.
Legislation to lower interest rates for agricultural and rural home loans has been reintroduced in the U.S. House. Randy Feenster from Iowa is co-sponsor of the Access to Credit for Our Rural Economy, or ACRE Act. He says the bill would amend the IRS tax code to create a level playing field for community banks that administer ag real estate loans. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Your farm is more than land. It's a legacy. But do you have a plan for its future? Join Compeer Financial's AgriMindset Transition Planning Webinar on March 12th at 1 p.m. Estate planning attorney Brooke Didier-Starks will share practical steps to get started and tackle the tough questions with Dr. Megan Roberts, Compeer Ag Economist, guiding the conversation. Take the next step. Register now for the March 12th webinar at compeer.com/webinar.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cattle business was light Wednesday and cash hogs were mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Livestock Update. Direct cash cattle markets were generally quiet yesterday. Some light business was reported at 195 to 197 on the live basis in Kansas and Texas, steady to $2 lower than last week. That followed up the very light activity Tuesday in Kansas at 195 live. Widespread business is going to wait until at least today, if not tomorrow. Asking prices are 198 plus live, nothing yet for the dress basis, and bids continue to be scarce. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, compared to the previous week, feeder steers and heifers were steady to four higher. Steer and heifer calves were unevenly steady from three lower to three higher. USDA says demand was moderate, improving during the day for a moderate supply with a good offering of yearlings. Receipts were down on the week and the year. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 800 to 900 pounds brought 254 to 266. Medium and large one to two steers weighing 500 to 600 pounds reported at 293 to 348. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 5 to 600 pounds sold at 285 to 300, and 6 to 7 weight heifers range from 257.50 to 290. Box beef was lower with moderate to heavy movement. Choice was down $1.33 at $313.54, and select beef was $1.49 lower at $302.53. The estimated cattle slaughter of 120,000 head was down 2,000 on the week and just about 4,000 on the year. Cash hogs were mixed with moderate closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Most buyers were apparently still in need of some near-term numbers after a couple of days of light to moderate negotiated activity to start the week. The impact of tariffs on exports is an ongoing wild card, and domestic demand continues to be very volatile. It was up at midday on Wednesday, but did close lower. More on the numbers in just a second. National direct barrels and gilts closed $1.07 higher at the base price range of 84 to 63 for a weighted average of 90.28. Iowa Southern Minnesota was up 81 cents at 90.29, and the Western Corn Belt 73 cents higher at 90.17. The Eastern Corn Belt had no recent comparison with a weighted average of 90.59. Pork closed $1.29 lower at $96.48. Ribs were up while loins, butts, picnics, hams, and bellies were down. The estimated hog slaughter on Wednesday of 409,000 head was a drop of 81,000 on the week and almost 76,000 on the year. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com. You can also find us on Facebook and YouTube. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Midwest butcher hogs were $2 lower. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up and corn was mostly modestly higher, both looking a little oversold. May beans were up 12 and 3 quarters at 10, 11 and 3 quarters. July was 11 and a quarter lower at 10.25. May corn was up 4 and a quarter at 4.55 and 3 quarters. July was 4 higher at 4.63 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were up, getting ready for direct business. April live was $1.90 higher at $196.55, and June was up $2.62 at $192.70. April feeders were $3.57 higher at $276.07. And with pork higher at midday, April hogs were up $2.35 at $84.70. May lean was $2 higher at $87.47. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Turkeys are dealing with not one, but two deadly disease threats. Details today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
There never seems to be enough time in the day to get all your farm work done. You're tempted to cut corners, but doing so can put you at risk of injury or worse. I urge you to resist the temptation. Play it safe. So what if it takes a little longer? You'll live to farm another day. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Four through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. We've heard plenty about highly pathogenic avian influenza in recent months. Also called bird flu, it's the main reason why chicken eggs are so expensive. Turkeys have it worse, though. They not only contract bird flu, farmers are also losing birds to a disease called avian metapneumovirus. John Zimmerman chairs the National Turkey Federation.
Together, these two respiratory viruses have exponentially increased volatility, supply shortages, and market uncertainty. This 1-2 punch has caused many farmers to quit raising turkeys, with several others on the brink of shutting down.
Zimmerman farms in Minnesota, the largest turkey-producing state in the U.S. He says millions of birds have died so far. He told the Senate Ag Committee it could have been fewer had the USDA not taken so long to okay a vaccine.
I appreciate the importance of ensuring the safety of a vaccine and that the AMPV vaccine was the first of its kind to ever be approved. However, when an entire industry is at significant risk, it should take a matter of months, not over a year, for a widely used and well-established global vaccine to be imported and available for use. I would encourage the committee to use your experience in evaluating USDA's review process to ensure a faster, more efficient response to future animal disease outbreaks.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business, hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning starting at 9. This week's sale is an all-beef sale, new crop calf yearling sale. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Don't miss out on slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves.
A dairy operator loves using Ohio Lake soybeans. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A Wisconsin dairyman says plenished soybeans are causing him to alter his operation. Evan Shrout says 2024 was his first experience feeding the Ohio Lake soybeans.
We loved it. We saw an increase in milk along with components, and we really strive for high component production here. We milk some Guernseys and crossbreds, but I really want to get as many pounds of butterfat and protein into that milk before it leaves the driveway as it goes to make cheese.
He tells Brownfield he will incorporate the soybeans into his corn and alfalfa rotation this spring. A USDA livestock economist says the impact of highly pathogenic avian influenza on milk production seems to be dwindling. Peyton Ferrier says there has been a noticeable decline in milk output, especially in California, where hundreds of new cases of the virus in cattle have been reported since September.
Milk per cow was down 7.3% over the five-year average in Q4 2024. And in January of 2025, it was still down 5.5%.
Ferrier says he's watching to see how a reduced number of cases could impact the numbers if other factors are in play.
January, there were far fewer detections. I believe the number was 46, and 16 new detections in February.
Cash dairy prices were mixed Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange as butter and block cheese prices stopped falling. Dry weight was down 2 cents at 49 cents, 5 sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up a penny, 161 and a half, 5 sales. Cheese barrels went down 2.5 cents at 170 and a half with 2 sales. Butter was up 3.25 cents to 228 and a quarter, 1 sale. Non-fat dry milk unchanged at 118, but no sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down.
we up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Today's forecast calls for a high near 40 with plenty of sunshine and a touch breezy yet. Northwest to west winds at 8 to 16. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of light snow or flurries toward morning, and a low of 21. Friday, 38 with a 30% chance of light snow or flurries. It looks like a clear and chilly night. Friday night, 19, and Saturday, 43. Also, Sunday, 50 and sunshine near 60. Monday, we'll see what old Tony Schumacher thinks about the whole situation coming up in about 10 minutes or so when we check weather here on the Light in the Milk House Show.
Baby, hear me calling, baby, come over here and love me. Hold your loving body close to mine. Crazy, you're driving me crazy. Baby, you don't mean to, but you never know what's going on in a woman's mind. I know you've been hurt before. You don't know what you're looking for, and you're lonely. If you'll only let me stay, I will kiss the tears away and love you forever, baby. I'm on my knees now, baby. You're a lady, but I want to watch the sun come up with you. Baby, hear me calling, baby, come over here and love me. Hold your loving body close to mine. I know that you're a lady, but I wanna watch the sun come up with you. I know that you're a lady, but sometimes ladies need a little loving too.
Yeah.
Billy Crash Craddock. Hello, Ruby. Would you be my schmoopy? Oh, yes. Anyway, coming up here, weather and more regular features from the old Light in the Milk House show. Thursday morning, giving you the wake-up call. Well, alarm's about ready to go off.
Midnight, one more night without sleeping. Watching till the morning comes creeping. Green door, what's that secret you're keeping?
There's an old piano and they play it hot behind the green door. Don't know what they're doing, but they laugh a lot behind the green door. Wish they let me in so I could find out what's behind the green door.
Not once tried to tell them I've been there. Door slam, hospitality's thin there. Wonder just what's going on in there.
Saw an eyeball peeping through a smoky cloud behind the green door. When I said Joe sent me, someone laughed out loud behind the green door. All I want to do is join the happy crowd behind the green door.
Sleeping, watching till the morning comes creeping. Green door, what's that secret you're keeping? Green door, what's that secret you're keeping? Green door.
Jim Lowe, what's behind that green door anyway? I've always wondered. Anyway, thanks for joining us for the Milk House Show. It's 6 minutes before six. The Light the Milk House Show, powered by Brouhaha Roasters. Get that Brouhaha coffee roasting today and get it in the percolator as soon as you can.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Napa know-how.
Don't miss the annual filter and tool sale at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel now through March 15th. Bring your filter list and save big on Napa Gold filters, the best price of the year. Hydraulic oil, grease, and many unadvertised specials are also on sale. Hurry in, filter tool sale ends March 15th at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel.
Napa know-how.
Hi, I'm Luke Prona. I'm here to tell you that St. Mary's School and Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-through fish fry on Friday, March 7th in the St. Mary's School parking lot from 4:30 until 7 o'clock. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of a meal is $12 with the option to add extra fish for $2 per piece. We hope to see you there.
Discover Boscobel, Wisconsin's ultimate outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce welcomes you to visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists excel in complete collision repair, precise paint matching, and expert restoration. Call them at 375-4434 today. Your hometown A&W serves up juicy burgers, cheesy curds, and classic root beer floats. Grab a double cheeseburger combo for just $8.99. Come for the flavors, stay for the memories. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has everything you need for quilting, gifts, and decor. Follow the Paisley Star on Facebook and visit them on Highway 61. and Newsom Building Supply in Boscobel is your small town yard where service matters. From new construction to remodeling, let Newsom Building Supply in Boscobel help you with free estimates.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are looking at some quieter weather today compared to yesterday for sure around here, so get out there and enjoy that if you have to do any cleaning up out in the yard. Well, we are expecting a chance of a little dusting of snow again late tonight and tomorrow morning, especially in the far southern portion of our area. Grant County, southern Iowa County would have the best chance of picking up a dusting or a half inch. As a weather system slides south of Wisconsin, better chance of an inch or two will stay in parts of Iowa and Illinois. Otherwise, temperatures here not too bad the next few days, relatively seasonal, slightly below. But then we'll warm up significantly from Sunday into early next week. In fact, temperatures could soar a good 10 or 12 degrees above normal, and with that, fairly dry weather as well. There will be a weather system sliding through the Midwest right around Wednesday, although it looks like the brunt of precipitation from it should stay off to the east of us, so we'll keep an eye on that. Otherwise, your forecast for today, look for sunshine for the most part, still a touch breezy, high near 39, northwest to west wind 8 to 16. Mostly cloudy tonight, 30% chance of light snow or flurries toward morning, especially south of Richland County, low at 21, the wind's relatively light. Tomorrow, cloudy through midday with a 30% chance of light snow or flurries, a dusting or half inch possible in the far southern part of the region. Clearing skies later in the day with a high of 38. Northeast wind between 5 and 10. On Saturday, sunny to partly cloudy and seasonal. Low near 19 with a high of 43. Sunday, a nice day with sunshine and mild temperatures. Low in the mid-20s with a high near 50. Monday, partly cloudy, breezy, and even warmer. Low 29 with highs approaching 60. Tuesday, partly cloudy, continued very mild, high in the upper 50s. And Wednesday, cooler and mostly cloudy. Slight chance of light rain or snow in the morning, high 42. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Our temperature has stayed at 20 degrees over the last few hours. Yesterday's high was 40. We picked up 49 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Also, certainly some snow mixed in here, but really not a measurable amount here at the WRCO studio, just a dusting during the day. There were a lot of other areas, especially higher elevations, that had in that 4 to 5 inch of snow range. Record high, 71 in 2000. Record low, 12 below zero in 1960. Last year's high was 38 and the low 34. Sunset will happen at 5:56 this afternoon. Sunrise time 6:28.